I have a confession to make this morning. I am a fan of the PBS series, The British Baking Show. Yes, it's true. Now, for the uninitiated, this show is set in England, of course, and it's a competition of sorts, beginning with 12 very able and very proper and always polite bakers. I suspect that a large part of the reason why I like the show is found in its calm. And yes, the visual beauty of pies and cakes baked well, no soggy bottoms. Now, I mention this because for some, the British baking show is about as exciting as watching paint dry. Or as a friend of mine called it, television on Xanax. But for the hour or so that it's on, I am taken away from whatever is troubling me and become completely absorbed in the drama of baking. And in that being taken away and in that calm, I'm reminded so much of the experience and the importance of prayerful meditation. Of those times in which each of us, sometimes boldly and sometimes humbly, bring our cares to God and feel absorbed in the love that He offers every one of us. In today's gospel, there is not a lot of detail in terms of Jesus' baptism. What we are told is that when Jesus was praying, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended and the Father proclaimed Him as His Son. Pretty dramatic scene, I would say. And in the midst of this scene, we find Jesus at prayer. And it is in Luke that we come in contact with not only a Jesus of the poor and disenfranchised, but perhaps most uniquely, Jesus at prayer. It is this Jesus who is beloved of the Father, and in whom we, His disciples, seek to follow with our lives to make sure that we are connected with the source of all hope and joy and great love. Prayer is a time of gentle insight and peace. Prayer allows all of us to see things in a more clear light, perhaps the clearest light of the day, and in so doing, each of us are renewed. Often prayer is not earth-shattering or earth-moving or filled with angelic voices. It's humble, and we feel it in our hearts. Prayer need not be full of fancy words or pious positions, although there's nothing wrong with either of those things. And prayer can occur everywhere. In looking out our window, as the dishes are washed and dried, or after having loaded the dishwasher, prayer can occur in that time in the morning when no one is awake and it's just you and the cup of coffee staring at one another. Prayer most surely occurs in those very anxious moments, my student friends, leading up to the handing out of that math test, which you have been dreading. See, as long as there's math in school, there will always be prayer in school. And after Jesus was baptized and He was praying, the heaven was open and the Holy Spirit came down in bodily form as a dove on Him, and a voice came out of heaven. You are My Son, the Beloved. With You I am well pleased. And so it was when you and I were baptized. God looked at us and said, "This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased." And that God continues to view you and I, we are and continue to be his beloved children, no matter our age or our failings, our gifts, or our social standing. It is this Jesus, beloved of the Father, that we, again, as his disciples, seek to follow with our lives. And in that relationship, we are connected. We are connected with that same life-giving Spirit which descended upon our Lord in the form of a dove as Jesus was praying at his baptism. What does this mean for us today? Perhaps as we experience a baptism, we can reflect on our own experiences. Let us see the event which is about to unfold through the lens of our hearts and know that prayer and reflection is a sure and certain connection with the Father who proclaimed Jesus as his Son. And my dear friends, let us go back